A workflow is deterministic. Same path, every run, fully debuggable. An agent decides for itself which tools to call and in what order. That flexibility costs money, latency, and predictability, so your default should always be the workflow. Here is the test. Does the path genuinely vary from input to input? Is the number of steps unknown before you start? If both answers are yes, an agent earns its keep. If either is no, you are paying agent prices for workflow work. There are four core patterns. Reflection is the model critiquing and revising its own output, which lifts quality on writing and code. Tool use is the model calling functions you expose. Tool use is where almost all the practical value sits. Planning is the model breaking a goal into subtasks and then executing them. Multi-agent means specialist roles behind a coordinator. Multi-agent is the pattern people reach for far too early. Earn it. Do not start your project there. The model selects a tool purely from its description. So the description is the policy. Spell out the inputs, the output shape, and a clear use this when clause, plus the cases where it must not be used. Vague names cause wrong calls. Agents fail in predictable ways. No step cap, so a loop quietly burns your API budget overnight. No stopping condition. No memory between turns. Vague tool descriptions. And jumping to multi-agent before the single tool version even works.